Remove magic life does not have to be experienced as a series of frustrations and failures. You may have often felt that there was a negative influence on your life. Whether you have sought the help of a sorcerer or mystic or have not yet experienced any assistance, one must bear in mind that to remove magic, one requires great expertise and in-depth knowledge. This is not the time to follow false promises, but to find a knowledgeable Kabbalistic expert. Samuel Zohar Yonai invites you to a process that will help you to step forth on the path to serenity. How to choose an expert to remove magic. Many turn to sorcerers and witches, pay huge sums of money and follow the false hopes they instill in them. At the end of the road, they discover that the results do not fulfill the promise. So why did it actually happen? A. Remember, a sorcerer is a person who chose to harm other people. The spell is a negative action and therefore one should not expect to get positive results from such a person. B. According to Kabbalah, there is no such thing as positive magic. Any act of witchcraft is forbidden and contradicts Kabbalah and basic human morality. The prohibition also appears in the Torah several times. C. To remove magic, a professional person with extensive knowledge of Kabbalah and ciphers from the Zohar is required who, instead of casting spells, offers solution and profusely refuses to act in such manner. D. The only way to ensure an effective removal is to maintain internal integrity and spiritual ethics, so it is important to choose a person endowed with these qualities. Samuel Zohar Yonai declares unequivocally that he will never cast harmful spells on another person. Any such damage to God's image is like an attack on creation itself and is therefore strictly forbidden. How do we effectively remove magic? The process is carried out in complete isolation in order to ensure communion with the spirit world, which requires immense concentration. The process is customized to your needs regardless of religion, belief, race, or gender and is done with absolute discretion. Remove magic. In an ongoing process to remove magic effectively, we must be persistent. Therefore, I repeat the process every 30 days and stay in touch with you until we ensure that the threat has been completely removed. Removing magic and all energetic blockages beyond spells, I remove any other negative magical influence from evil eye to curses. After we finish to remove magic influences, a comprehensive energy protection is performed to prevent further deterioration. Human empowerment in all areas of life. Sorcery wreaks havoc in all aspects of a person's life. To restore the powers of good, I provide personalized advice on the consumption of vitamins and herbs and accompany you with business advice and personal coaching to improve relationships, family, and career. Opening the positive energy channels after removing all damage and performing protections, I will reopen the energetic channels and restore the positive flow. Note that Samuel Zohar Yonai's counseling program for strengthening the body and mind is a substitute for conventional medical methods, and a medical professional should be consulted before taking any supplement or making any diet changes. Remove magic. The effectiveness of the process depends on your commitment. Persistence in the process and the readiness to quickly seek assistance will determine our success to remove magic. I am here, always available to you and sharing with you all my knowledge and areas of expertise to provide comfort and protection. For more details and to schedule a consultation, you can contact me right now on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone. What is black magic? Black magic is a general name for a variety of spells intended to harm another person, such as impurity spells, control spells, or blood spells. The most powerful spells involve blood. For example, the black magic involving menstrual blood that is secretly put into a man's drink to influence him and make him become obsessed. Many couples are not aware that when they have sex during menstruation, they are actually under a spell. This is the reason why this is forbidden according to the Torah and Kabbalah due to various reasons. It must be understood that an unfertilized egg is blood that is not energetically pure and clean. This is also the reason why the woman is not interested in contact during this period and feels dirty. During sexual contact in menstruation, blood particles are absorbed in the man's body. This may cause an irreversible disruption of the mind and a change in the attitude of the man as the woman with him. This is because the blood reaches the human brain after it has been filtered and cleaned by the glands. Dirty blood entering the system disrupts brain activity. To remove magic caused by this act is among the most complex and complicated processes, and only several Kabbalistic healers can deal with them. All about spells. Spells have accompanied humans since the dawn of its existence, even before people began to write down their histories. Ancient tribes who lived in caves and then in skin tents would perform nightly witchcraft rituals, which included dances, songs around the tribal fire, and prayers using objects and tools. According to studies, the initial spells were intended for protection against the forces of nature and the success of the hunter. Various wild animals such as buffaloes and mammoths were bewitched to ensure success in the hunt. Sorcery had an important status in the ancient Mesopotamian culture. Over the years, hundreds of cuneiform spells written during the empire's entire period of existence were found on tablets. Among other findings, there were spells to prevent accidents, wild animals' attack, diseases, demons, and nightmares. Also, these spells were used to facilitate births, to obtain victories in confrontations with competitors or in legal processes, to strengthen virility and to restore a broken relationship. These spells were also common among the peoples of Babylon, Assyria, and Persia. Sorcery in Southeast Asia. Evil spirits are also widely used in the Far East. In the Hindu pantheon of gods, powerful sorceress powers are attributed to powerful gods such as Shiva, Hanuman, and Ganesha, who had powerful sorceress powers meant to harm those who insulted, disrespected, or harmed them, but were used only out of necessity. The spells of the gods caused accidents among humans, with drowning or falling into a sudden pit or abyss being the most common. Stories of running into a predatory animal or being bitten by a cobra snake are also common. Sorcery in India was considered particularly deadly and is still considered so today because the sorcerers enlist the negative forces of nature to their aid. It is very difficult to get out alive from such a spell. The spells in China were also considered deadly and involved evil spirits that were used in family disputes, business management, and wars. Among other things, the spells caused sudden death, accidents, and death in ice or sandstorms. Witchcraft in the Bible. The Bible refers to two notable acts of witchcraft. One was Balaam, son of Beor, the Moabite, who was a powerful sorcerer and was hired to cast curses on the Israelites. The involvement of God, who ordered the sorcerer to stop, prevented this. Balaam's witchcraft was and is still considered the deadliest of all. It is based on mainly verbal magic, which proves that powerful sorcerers do not need objects or natural forces, but only words. Another known witch was the Witch of Endor, who operated under the patronage of King Saul. This was requested by him to raise the spirit of Samuel the prophet, and the result was disastrous for Saul, as due to this forbidden action he was killed in battle against his Philistine enemies. Another well-known witch, according to biblical sources, was Jezebel, the Sidonian wife of Ahab, and the sworn enemy of the prophet Elijah. Jezebel introduced witchcraft to the kingdom of Israel that included ritual ceremonies for Baal and Asherah. It is claimed that her witchcraft revolved around lust, fertility, and sexual promiscuity. This is why her punishment was severe and the dogs devoured her after the rebellion against her and Ahab's family. The ancient Persian faith, Zoroastrian, is known mainly thanks to the well-known Persian epic, Shahnameh. Written by the poet Ferdowsi, sees witchcraft as a powerful force in the hands of evil and dark forces. In the days of the Talmud, there is a known about Shimon ben Shetach, who was the president of the Sanhedrin. Before his term as president, it is said he had fought 80 witches and killed them using clever tricks. According to Talmudic sources, the witches engaged in various spells that involved physical injuries, damages to mothers, killing babies, serious accidents, and strange deaths. Witchcraft in Islam. The Islamic conquest spread these traditions to the entire Mediterranean area. Witches from different tribes would perform spells that involved conjuring up spirits, jinns, invocations to Iblis, the devil, rituals that involved incense that deliberately contained poisonous herbs, and the swearing of dark powers to perform spells. This form of witchcraft is also considered deadly and dangerous. The best-known Islamic spell among the Jews is the Shura that was used by Jews starting in the 12th century in North Africa. This comprehensive system of spells is aimed at a person in a variety of ways. The Shura was conducted by a man called El-Hakam, the Wise. The purposes of the spell were to preserve the daughter's virginity at all costs, damage enemies, or reclaim unrequited love. The Shura was usually done secretly, at night or early in the morning, with the help of books, various incense plants and objects owned by the bewitched. It is important to note that the Shura can cause unexpected, severe, and irreversible damage. For more information on how to remove magic and the world of witchcraft in general, you can read more on the website. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a process that will allow you to remove magic effectively. For more details, you can contact the website, WhatsApp or phone.